Today is, of course, Father's Day, and in the gospel reading, we hear of a man who was an example of what a Christian man ought to be. The centurion was, first of all, a strong man. You didn't become a centurion in the Roman army by being weak. It's interesting to note that wherever you find a centurion mentioned in the New Testament, it's mentioned in a positive light, because centurions were the backbone of the Roman army, and the Roman army sought certain characteristics for these people. These were people who were set over 100 men. That's why they were called centurions. And a centurion would be someone who'd been a veteran for many years and a veteran of many battles, and he would have shown himself to be brave but not reckless, and a man who could not only take orders but could also lead men. And though the centurion was strong, his strength was restrained by wisdom and by compassion for those weaker or his subordinate to him. A slave in Roman culture was simply a tool that could talk. That's how they were spoken about by Roman writers. And a master had the power of life and death over his slave, and whatever a master decided over his slave, no matter how cruel it might be in our eyes, was considered to be just and lawful in the eyes of Roman society, because he had every right to do whatever he wished to do with his slave. And yet, the centurion didn't ask for a favor for himself or for his family, but he asked a favor for his slave who was sick. And in the parallel account we find in the Gospel of Luke, it says that his servant was dear to him. So this was not, he didn't just have no care for this person, but he generally was concerned for the welfare of the slave of his. We also know that he was a generous and a giving man, because again, in the parallel account that we find in Luke, we read about how the elders of the Jews of that city were beseeching Christ on behalf of the centurion, saying that he was a worthy man to be granted the request that he was asking, quote, "For he loveth our nation and hath built us a synagogue." So this Roman centurion had donated a great bit of money and built a synagogue for the Jews of the city. And this was an extraordinary thing, because not only did the Jews not particularly care for the Romans, they despised them because they saw them as trying to enslave them. The Romans didn't think very highly of the Jews. They thought of them as an ornery, backward people who hated all mankind, because they didn't want to have anything to do with anybody who wasn't a Jew. And yet, nevertheless, this centurion was a God-fearing man, and he loved the Jewish people of this area, and in turn, he was loved by them. So he was a very rare man. He was also a humble man, because when Christ immediately indicated that he was willing to go to his house to heal his servant, his response was, "I'm not worthy, but thou shouldest enter under my roof." He was a man of faith, because he followed that up by saying, "Speak the word only, and my servant shall be healed." And it says that when Jesus heard these words, he marveled at him and turned him about and said to the people that followed him, "I say unto you, I have not found so great faith, no, not in Israel." We're only told that Christ marveled about two things in the Gospels. We're told that he marveled at the unbelief of the people in his hometown, and then we're told that he marveled at the faith of this Gentile, the centurion. What we see in this person, in this man, is something that later on developed into the concept of chivalry in the Christian world. And the unfortunate thing is that if you talk to the average teenage boy today, they could probably tell you a lot more about Bushido, which is the Japanese concept of the warrior's code, than they could about chivalry. They probably wouldn't even know what the word was, because it's so rarely heard anymore. But chivalry is the ideal of Christian manhood, and it doesn't mean that we're promoting some sort of a militaristic ideal for males, because even monastics, when you read their lives and when you hear the hymns that are sung about them, they're often referred to in warrior terms, because they had the same virtues of chivalry and of honor and of devotion and sacrifice that you see in a soldier, but they were just exercising those virtues in a different arena. Chivalry is basically strength that's restrained by humility, compassion, and love and care for the weak. It's also loyalty and a willingness to sacrifice oneself for others, a devotion to God, its faith, and its faithfulness. These are the ideals of Christian manhood. We should embrace these ideals. We should emulate them, particularly those of us that are fathers, and pass them on to our sons.